Welcome, welcome to our Sunday worship for this, the 9th of May. Today, some of our readings and prayers come from material that's been produced nationally to be used around the church. And so one of our prayers is led by Heather Stewart, Presbytery Clerk in Caithness. And our reading comes from a youngster in one of the churches in Glasgow. Wherever you are, whoever you are welcome to share in this, our worship. Let us worship God.
Lord of all being, throned afar, your glory flames from sun and star, centre and soul of every sphere, yet to each loving heart how near. Let us pray. Lord, we come today from all walks of life and different backgrounds and ages to worship our God, who is Lord of creation, and we are amazed at your handiwork, the majesty of towering mountains and lowly valleys, of raging seas and trickling burns, of the delicate flowers and the mighty trees. We are amazed at the teeming life that occupies our planet Earth, a place for every creature in land, air and sea. And yet out of all creation, you chose human beings to have an intimate relationship with you. Lord God, through your Son Jesus Christ and his death on the cross, you made known to us the greatness of your love, a love that is utterly reliable and encompasses everyone. That love understands that while some of us are full of joy this morning and eager to worship, that some are burdened down with the stresses of daily living, some are wearied from tasks of serving and caring for others, some of us are worried about what the future holds. Thank you that you understand us, Lord, and you long for us to know that Jesus wants to take our burdens and set us free so we may experience the fullness of life that he promises. Such love frees us from the mistakes of the past, strengthens us in the present, and enables us to look forward in hope. So God, in this time of worship today, help us to respond to your call to be followers of Jesus, and to demonstrate that selfless love within the church and in our communities, so that others will come to know the love of God for themselves. And now we join together in saying the words that Jesus taught his disciples to say. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my command, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this so that your joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I have learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I have chosen you and appointed you, so that you may go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in the name of Father will give you. This is my command, love each other.
Even when you fail the test, even when you make a mess, even when you tried your best, it's always gonna be. Every time you're feeling strong, every time you sing a song, every time you play along, it's always gonna be. Love, 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 it's always gonna be. Love, 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 it's always gonna be. Love, love, love is always going to be here. Even when it's such a pain, even when it's down the drain, even when you feel the strain, it's always going to be here. Every time you feel the beat, every time you move your feet, every time you're on the street, it's always going to be here. Love, 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 it's always gonna be. 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 Nothing in the world, nothing in the world, nothing in the world's quite like it. Nothing in the world, nothing in the world, nothing in the world's quite like it. Always gonna be, 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 always gonna be here. Always gonna be, always gonna be, always gonna be, always gonna be. Always gonna be, always gonna be, always gonna be here. Love, 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 it's 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 always gonna be here.
We gather together for worship, although we are apart. Words that I've heard and words that I've used several times over the last year and more. Creating a sense of community is important to most of humanity. We're social beings, and for the most part, enjoy and appreciate our interaction with others. The isolation and restrictions of recent times have brought heightened awareness of the importance of community. Gathering for worship in the church buildings is happening in some way already, and understandably, it's not for everyone. And online worship continues and will continue into the future. It has become part of our present and our future. Before COVID struck, there were many questions and conversations around the place of the internet in creating Christian community. And I and others were getting our heads around the notion that the internet was not just a place to invite people to come to the church building, but in fact could be a place of Christian community in itself. Community matters. And in so many ways, the internet has created virtual gatherings of minds and interests. I interact with many colleagues using the modern wonders of information technology. And while on the one hand there can be Zoom fatigue and a loss of something of the in-person encounter, there are certainly benefits in terms of the savings of time and expense, not to mention the world's resources, in reducing the commute before and after the meeting. I also appreciate the opportunities to interact with others beyond the context of the church in that online world. Family, friends, and some different online discussion groups around photography, mind mapping, memory, some other interests of mine. And every now and again, some of these otherwise secular and everyday conversations turn to religion, spirituality, and even the place of the church in today's society. I joined in such a conversation yesterday with some people that I do not know, but their reflections on the sense of community intrigued me, and particularly the thought expressed by many that the decline of engagement in the church brought with us a decline in community spirit. Some in that conversation declared themselves to be atheist and yet longed for a meaningful gathering where they could share with the whole community, young and old, gathering to share concerns and support one another. There are such non-religious churches, if they can call themselves that. Community connectedness is important to humanity, and it is being eroded. The connectedness of the branches, in turn connected to the vine that we spoke about last week, is fundamental to our humanity, especially when we consider those things in the context of being created in the image of God. Creatures loved, and in turn capable of loving others. John's Gospel in chapter 15 continues the reflection. Jesus says, "I tell you this, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Love one another as I have loved you." And let's remember that Jesus is speaking to his disciples of his impending death. He speaks of joy in the midst of pain and suffering and death. Jesus speaks of joy, not the life and soul of the party kind of joy, but the deep satisfaction and joy-filled peace that whatever is within the love of our connected Creator God. Jesus called his disciples friends. The Greek word we have in Scripture is philos, from the same root as philia, one of the several words in Greek that we render love in English. Jesus calls his disciples friends, literally the loved ones, not servants with all the contractual overtones that brings, but friends, loved ones. And then he brings the greatest and simplest of all the commands, love one another. It needn't really be a commandment, should it? Love is not a command, it's a way of being. Love is enabled by mutual respect and good, positive relationship. Jesus has chosen us. He has established friendship and partnership between God and humanity and calls all of humanity to adopt the ways of peace and love. Without adopting such an outlook of care and promoting in our actions the values that go together with such friendship, the friendship is never fully complete. The circle of friendship is complete when we love God and God's Son Jesus by partnering with God in caring for the world and all its people. Technology brings many benefits. I began talking about the benefits that the internet can bring to establishing new kinds of community. But technology also brings the opportunities for the scammers and fraudsters. Umpteen phone calls I received yesterday telling me that BT would stop my phone line and my internet because of suspicious use, and countless junk emails. Take care, my friends. There are many around who will try to trick and deceive. And I know I can become immensely annoyed and frustrated with these calls. But ultimately, I feel sad that the world has become so selfish and unloving that some are driven to make ends meet by cheating others. Imagine a world where all our friends and love reigns. No wars and no spam emails. No tit-for-tat politics and no nuisance phone calls. No border disputes and no hurtful words. No fear and only hope. It's a long, long way off. But every journey begins with a single step. And Jesus calls us to take those steps. He calls us his friends and invites us to take seriously this church community thing and to love one another. As we begin another week, remind yourselves often that Jesus loves you and calls you his friend, his loved one, and invites you to share that friendship just a little bit. A kind word to the shop assistant, a wee conversation with the person you might otherwise pass by, a thank you to the postie or the one who delivered the parcel, a prayer for the person whose life has been reduced to conning others, a prayer for the church, that she might become a community of joy, friendship and love. As I have reflected on these words from John 15, the words of the poem, the Desiderata, have often come to mind. Let me conclude with its words. go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexatious to the spirit. If you compare yourselves with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially. Do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it's clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labours and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. Amen. And now let us pray. Lord of love, you call us to love all people in the way you love us. And so we pause to recognize what your love might look like for us. It is like nothing else. So often we fail, so often we mess up, yet you are there with unconditional love. Do we cherish this love you extend to us? Do we really acknowledge it with the gratitude we should? We take time to know your love for us. Lord of love, we're now ready. Ready to take what we know about our inclusion in your circle of love, that we can extend our vision outwards and away from ourselves, focusing instead on the world around us, the people we live in community with, and the issues of the world itself. We pray for those who feel excluded, left out, for those who find society a place where it's easy to feel excluded from what others might take for granted. We pray for those who are made to feel not just servants of others at the beck and call of people around, but slaves to powerful masters who create real experiences of fear and distress. We take time to know your love for them. We pray for all those who feel unloved because of knowing little human love and affirmation in their life. We recognize how hard it can be for some to have any genuine sense of being loved by you. We take time to know your love for them. Today, across the world, and running deep into our communities, may your love be widely known and more broadly shared. May your love be seen in all human engagement. We bring our prayers to you for those recently elected to positions of influence. May they always seek the good of the other and of all. We bring our prayers to you for all we know and love, and those we find hard to love. Lord, meet them in their needs, and use us, yes, even us, that we might be channels of your love and your kindness. May your peaceful, gracious, deep love envelop all your people, that any desire to exclude will be anathema, for all will seek to welcome and befriend the other. All our prayers and each silent thought we offer to you, the source of love, friendship, and joy. In Jesus' name, Amen. service of worship has ended. Let our friendship and service in the world begin. Be joyful always, and know that the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with you, with all those you love, with all those you should love, today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.
Shine upon you.